This is program number LW1835. What's the point of it all? I'm talking about life. What's the point of it? What's the purpose? What's the meaning? What's the point of it all? Hi, this is Larry West. I'm serious. After you see so many years come and go, when you see the seasons change again, when you face so many trials and you get hurt, after you spend countless months fretting over your marriage, over your children, over making enough to pay your bills, when it seems you see the same things repeat themselves over and over again, you begin to wonder, don't you? What's the point of it all? After you've been to so many parties, it begins to dawn on you that surely there must be something to life more important than this. Now, let's be real today, okay? You do get frustrated sometimes, don't you? I have talked with I don't know how many people who have asked me, Larry, why am I here? What's my purpose? What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to be? And who am I to be it for? And really, those are good questions. And it's not until you ask them that you begin to grow up, that you begin to find purpose in your life. The only goal a lot of people have in life is to make money, to be able to buy to their heart's content. Their goal is gold, and that's it. Once upon a time, there was a rich rancher who went to church one day, and he heard the preacher say that all we people are on this earth of ours is stewards, and that it all belongs to God anyway. The rancher was shocked when he heard it. At the close of the service, he asked the preacher to go home with him for lunch. He took that pulpiteer out to his lavish ranch and showed him part of his 5,000 head of beef. The rancher showed him his barns, his tractors, his livestock, his enormous house located on 10,000 acres. Then the rancher said, "Preacher, I bought my first cow when I was 9 years old. I sold it, made some money on it, and bought two. From that little start, I have built this ranch to what it is today. You mean to tell me that it isn't mine?" Well, the preacher, in a gentle voice, simply said, "Well, sir, ask me that question 100 years from now." So, what's the point of it all? We brought nothing into this world, and it's certain we can carry nothing out. So, what's the point in the meantime? Hey, there is a point. If you haven't found it yet, I hope I can light your candle today. Wise old Solomon, centuries ago, was a guy who had it all. I mean, he had money, power, and popularity. And after he seemingly had seen and had tasted everything, you know what his conclusion with life was? Well, let me read you what he said. He wrote it down. It's found in the Bible. Solomon said, "The conclusion of the whole matter is this. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." The very last sentence he wrote about the matter was this: "For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man? That's the point of it all. That's why you're here. That's your purpose in life. That's why you were made. You are here to fear God and keep His commandments. That is your whole duty. And until you accept it, you'll have no point, no purpose in life. You know, it takes a big man to swallow his pride, to get on his knees, and to serve his Creator. But it's only that man who can find life really worth living. To swallow your pride takes some dying to self. But try this on. If you ain't dead, you ain't alive. You're only going through the motions, and it means absolutely nothing. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Now that's what's real. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. We care. I've written a pamphlet called What Controls Your Life. Maybe it will help, okay? What Controls Your Life? It's free. Write me for it in care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.